Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode number 54. Let's go.
This what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crutching on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm two grams tough. Yeah. Twos lap up, my moves cram up. Huh? I'm shark bitches, ain't know who swam up. Nah. I see you niggas, yeah, my blue lamps up. On high.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, and let's kind of just inhale and exhale. Because in Phoenix, it's finally out of the hundreds. We're not in the hundreds no more. It's not 105. It's not 103, kid. It's not 120. We're out of the hundreds. It's looking like 92, 3, 88, 85, 89. I'm not really looking, but I saw it earlier this morning. And I was excited to see it because I am tired of cooking and I wanted to be fall. Now, I live in AZ and I don't get to go outside and see the trees turn, you know, different colors like I used to when I was a young lad, a wee lad. I was a wee lad in Kansas City, Missouri. And I used to get to see the, you know, the tree. Well, you don't, you get to go outside and you get to see the trees. But most of the time you had like 3 seconds to look up and say, oh, look, there's the leaves. They're brown. And then, it was a bullet flying by. So then you didn't even care about the trees because now you're worried about getting shot in your ass and you're looking up at the trees, say, oh, they go to tree, the trees, colors and the brown and the orange, and then the trees are dying. Pow! And you gotta try not to die. You're dodging bullets. Equal amount of time. You look up, look at God's work. Pow! Look at God's work. There's a tree. God's work. Then look at the leaves. That's God's work. That's God's work. You know what I'm saying? Where I am from, you can try to look at the trees if you want. But you also got to be prepared to be shot in the ass. It is super exciting to just kind of get away from the blaze. Just blaze to get away from it. I mean, 3 months, I say four. 3-4 months of the cook. I mean, it's serious sizzle. Just, it sizzles, man. And I love AZ because I know what I get. I know what I get. And listen. They try to keep the roads, you know, decent. You know, you still can get stabbed or shot in certain areas. It's not even that bad. It's beautiful. They're constantly growing. The city's constantly just popping up with new buildings. It's just a growing, dope city, right? All that's cool, but we're talking weather and destruction, Mother Nature, God coming together. We're talking about that, right? I know what I get. Now, I've talked about this before. I get the dust storm and I get some blaze. Right? Back home, I had to deal with ice storms, snow, and tornadoes. Right? Down here, I know what I get, and I'm happy about it. Now comes the time where the weather dips. Oh, it feels so good. And you know, it just kind of, you know, ups the energy to go get you, to get your pumpkin spice on. Y'all know how I feel about the pumpkin spice. We don't know what pumpkin spice is, but you know how I feel about it. I mean, what is pumpkin spice? We don't know, but I know how I feel about it. I cherish it. I enjoy the pumpkin spice. And it's that time of year for spooky season around the corner. I'm currently watching Midnight Mass. Netflix. Y'all know before I get into anything, I like to talk about what's going on and what I'm watching on the tube. And, you know, I like to geek out a little bit. And Midnight Mass, I'm on episode 7 of Midnight Mass, Netflix. And I just got done talking to GRC last night. And that's Craig Visions. For the folks that don't know, if you don't know Craig Visions, go to my Instagram, type in Craig Visions. You'll find Craig Visions, one dope photographers you'll ever find in Phoenix, right? Cool. Now, we're talking last night, and he reminded me a year and some change ago that I may have been talking about how Netflix would have been in serious trouble when it comes to the streaming services, because Disney was coming, and, you know, HBO Max was coming. HBO Max, their dominant fight, their swing, their sword was going to be their movies. And that's all dope. That's dope. I'm a movie guy. I'm a movie nut. I go psychos about the movie, right? I get into the movies. I love the movies, right? Right? That's cool. But ain't nothing like a show. A show? You mean you can get 2 episodes in, go to the store, get some stuff, go around the city, jump around, and then come back to it? It's not the same. If I'm watching Shitty Number 2 Wonder Woman, Shitty Number 2, it's not the same. I can't be like, you know what, let me go to the store, pause it, and then come back to it. You got to ride the movie all the way out. Fucks up the whole vibe. You're a criminal. You're a psychopath if you're a person who is on HBO Max and you are playing a movie and you hit pause to go do some shit and then come back to it. Please stay away from me. Just don't be around me because you're crazy. Who does that? Nobody does that. You go to a movie, you watch the whole movie. I feel bad for the people. This is real quick. You go to a movie into a movie theater, I feel bad for the people who always got to get up, whose bladder just weak. I'm afraid of getting older because I don't want to be the old man that has the weak bladder. You know how much work that is? I'm in my 30s, right? And just finding like the position to sit down is exhausting. Like, okay, let me get my form. I'm starting to feel like I'm a swimming, you know, they diving in the swimming Olympics. I feel like I'm doing that. I got to get my form together just to sit down. And that's exhausting. So when I sit down, you know, I feel the spirit and my soul, everybody collectively goes, ah. So just imagine being 55, 65. You go to the movie and, you know, I'm talking about this like in my 30s, finding a position to sit down, and you go to the movies and it ain't a lot of space. There's some space now because you got the comfortable seats. You can lean back in the leather joints, put a little armor all on the seat, lean back in that joint. But just imagine being that old and you sit down, right? You sit down. And then your body get the fucking with you because you had a glass of water before you got to the movie. And with just a little bit of glass of water, you had to take some pills, just a little bit of pit a pill. You had to take a pill. And now I got to get back up. I got to go. And you got to get up. You got to position yourself to get up. Not only you got to position yourself, you need God's help to get up. God, if you're listening, I need help to get up. So you got to get up. And I'm assuming, you know, if you're a decent person, you like to get a couple of rows up. So you're in the middle of the section. So the old man, old woman got to get up, go to the stairs, walk down the stairs. That's 3 minutes worth of work right there. That's 3 minutes worth of movie. You'd have missed just by getting up and getting to the stairs. Now you got to go down the stairs. You got to go to the bathroom. You know, all that functioning ain't the same when you're older. So now you got to find it. You got to find the zippers in the buttons and you do all your thing. That's a process. We're going to add another 3 minutes on that. 6 minutes total of movie you done lost. So you had to come back, right? Look at the stairs. The stairs look monumental. Look like Mount Everest. Look at the stairs. The stairs to Mount Everest. I got to get up the stairs. 10 to 11 minutes. Now, just imagine when you finally sit back down, you get the cold shiver. And I don't know what happens when a cold shiver hits you. It can trigger another bladder reaction to the pee-pee time, man. Can you imagine? 22 minutes of the movie gone just doing bathroom shit, man. I feel sorry for the folks that have weak bladders that got to go during the movie. But going back to what I was talking about, if you're at home, though, right, and you're just pausing to go do life shit to come back to a movie, you're a psychopath. Anyway, I'm watching you. I'm watching Midnight Mass on Netflix, and that's my shows are just better, man. They're just better. Now they are. I used to like movies. You couldn't movies. That's my what? That was my jam. They still my jam, but you get a good limited series or a good, you know, show. Oh, man. What a treat. Let me get a sip of my coffee before I continue real quick. Oh.
Fellas, I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have a tendencies, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now.
Do the things that keep you smile on your ways.
Y'all thought I was, see, this is the problem. Y'all thought I was going to keep it all the hibbity hop and the yup. I'm going to play what I want to play. And anybody that's young that's listening to this, if you don't know about Bobby Womack, that's a damn shame. I want you to pull out your tablet, your iPhone mini, the iPhone 13 Pro Max, which I did purchase. I did purchase my iPhone 13 Pro Max. Now, let me tell you something. Now, Jay, if you end up listening to this, I love you to death. Jay is our connect, right? Jay's the connect for our Verizon. He gets it all done. Jay's a wizard. I'm going to go back to what I was talking about. Just stay still. Y'all know how I roll. We get to these stories. You just going to have to listen. You got to buckle up and roll with me. Now, look, Jay's my guy, right? Good guy. Nerd like myself. Nerd like GRC. Nerd like Davion, right? We get into the store. We could talk about some things, but Jay has the ability to you tell him, like, look, I got some stuff I got to do in an hour. You tell Jay, I got some stuff to do in an hour. I got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I got some stuff I got to do. I got to get out of here. I'm just coming to get the phone. Do the phone stuff. And then I'm out. Jay don't give a fuck about your time. Jay, fantasy football, Marvel, DC, streaming services, computer wires, plugs, chargers, Earth, moon, stars, aliens, ET, cars, motors, fuel pumps, battery cables, Walmart, paint brushes, carpet tile. Is that a thing, carpet tile? I don't know, but Jay will talk about it and he will have you look up and be 3 hours in. We just came to pick up the phone. Jay's a sweetheart. He's a nice guy. But you're going to be there. He going to get it done. Because the man is cold at what he do. If you need to get you, go get your phone. Go talk to Jay. Just know, bring you some snacks. Put some slippers on. Get real comfortable. Matter of fact, get you the little cushion for your ass so you can sit in the chair. Because Jay going to talk to you. And you better talk back, because he don't care. If you ain't going to talk back, you can sit there. He don't care. I'm going to do my job, but we going to talk today. If we ain't going to talk, you're going to be the one listening. So I did get my iPhone 13. Damn, I forgot what I was talking about, though. See what happens when I get off? Midnight Mass. We'll just jump back to it. So Midnight Mass, Netflix, right? Somebody gonna be like, hey bro, you was in a whole nother story and then you was gone. So Midnight Mass on Netflix, I'm enjoying that right now. Currently it's dope. Would have never even thought that this was the way it was going to go. That's what's dope about the show, is like, oh shit, like I never thought it was going to be this, right? And this is the second time Netflix has done this, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say spoiler alert, because this is really dope. So I don't really want to mess it up for y'all, but I'm going to say spoiler alert. There's not, no, I'm not going to do that to y'all. Not going to do it. just watch Midnight Mass on Netflix. Just turn it on. Don't be one of them people who can't wait. Bobby.
Man, you got to stay on your P's and Q's.
You just hear the soul in Bobby. Ugh.
If you don't the bowman, you can eat it too.
Just turn it on. Open up the app. Midnight Mass. Don't be soft talking about, I be so scared of the scary movie. It's not even that scary. It's a little bit of a mystery, thriller. It got to look, you might get a jump. Might be a little jump in there. Don't be soft. You good though. Midnight Mass. Check it out. I'm telling y'all. Now look, I told y'all a couple weeks ago, I was in fantasy. This is my second year. You know, I just want to give y'all a little update. I don't think I'm doing that good. I'm 0-2. I'm 0-2 right now. And as we look, as I travel over there. Now look, I've been getting the points. Like I told y'all, I've been getting the points, man. I'm getting high points. I'm just I got one or two guys not giving me what I needed. So I'm 0-2. Right? But this week. Check out your boy Thaddeus. Listen. Did we, homie? Did we? Shit. I'm up right now. And I got a 94% chance of winning. 94% chance of winning. Me and him both got one player playing tonight. It's Monday Night Football. And I forgot who is playing tonight. It's Dallas and the Eagles, right? So it's Dallas and the Eagles. And I got a player for Dallas. I mean, I got a player for the Eagles. Running back. What's that nigga?
What's that little nigga name? Gainwell. He a running back. Gainwell. All I need from that nigga. All Gainwell got to do. Give me like 8-10 points. That's all I'm asking him. I'm be good. Now, my guy that I'm playing against, he got Dak Prescott. Right. He got Dak Prescott. I just need Dak to be regular because he been smoking so far. He been on fire. I need him to be regular. If he regular, I'm going to give me a victory. I'm going to be 1-2.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to be 1-2. By the time I talk to y'all, I should be 1-2. In position to be 2-2, to be 500. When I went to go see Jay, he put me up on a couple of moves. You know, he helped me out a little bit, told me some app. Hey, download this app, fammy. And then he told me, we looked at some players and I pulled some GM moves because that's what I do. When I get to typing my fingers, when I get to moving my fingers, I'm the GM. I get to flexing on them. You know what I'm saying? And I end up with some magic. I'm going to come back. I'm going to keep y'all updated. I'm going to come back. Oh, man. Bobby.
Oh, I had a love and a monster. And no one can help me share the pain that you caused me. Oh, a woman got to have it.
I just want to know. Is going to the movies with a woman a date? It don't feel like one. I avoid dates. You know, you can go. Even if I say, hey, man, you want to go get food? You want to meet up to get food? I like to, I call them meetups. They meetups. Hey, meet me over at the spot. We can get some food. Ain't no date. What time you want to meet there? Meet me there at 8 o'clock. Ain't no date. I said, meet me. It's a meetup. I don't even know. See, and then I don't even know the dating game. I don't even know how all that works. Right? Because I do meetups. I go to the movies. I get told all the times that women will tell me that going to the movies is a date. No, that's just going to the movies to me. Like, I don't, you know, I guess you could
set it up for it to be a date. If you can avoid anywhere between 7 to 8:30, right? If you can avoid those times, movie time starting, it's a meetup. It's a meetup. And I think around 9, if you get to a movie that's around 9, 9:30, as a guy, you ain't even got to pay for the concession stand anymore. You can pay for the ticket. You ain't got to get no food for it. Because that right there is basically like saying, oh, man, I'm bored. Because that time is like, I'm bored. I ain't got nothing to do at the house. You want to go to the movies. You want to meet up there. You ain't got to pay for nothing else. If you want to be nice, fellas, you can pay for the ticket because you'd be nice. But technically, you don't even have to because 9, 9:30, that's I was bored. I wanted to go to the movies. I was bored. I wanted to go to the movies. If you can avoid 7, 8:30, you in the clear. That's just a meetup. And if just imagine, oh, the win. If you go Saturday and it's a matinee time, it's cheaper. It's matinee time. That's friendship. That's friendship. You go matinee time, that's friendship. That ain't no date. But I get told all the time it's a date. It can't be. I don't even get a chance to talk to you when I'm in the movie. Unless you're a talker. And in that case, we'll never, listen, if you are a talker during the movie, we'll just never hang out again. And I don't really know. I party for a living. I'm around 21 to 25, 26, 27 max. The women that I'm around. That's my living. That's how I pay for my shit, pay for my beautiful iMac. It's living. That's my living, right? I party for a living. Dating, I try to have a conversation. But see, I know what you're going to say. You're in the club. You're a promoter. How are you going? But if you just have a conversation with that age range, you'd be like, oh, shit. Yeah, I can't do dating. And then, well, Shade, you older. Won't you try? Well, listen, they got like rules and shit. When you older, like they are very serious. I'm trying to understand. Oh, they're very serious. Look, what you trying to do? I ain't got time to be playing around. That's the older woman that's like 35. I ain't got time to be playing around. What you trying to do? And I hate to say, I'm sorry, ladies. I don't mean to make y'all sound like, you know what I'm saying, you Elroy to take out the trash, but I'm just trying to do a voice. What you trying to do? I'm like, shit, man. I get it. When you get older, you ain't got a lot of time to play around, right? You didn't have 7 failed relationships in your late 30s. You ain't got a lot of time to play around. I'm still cool with seeing what your favorite color is. And, I'm cool with that. But the older women, they get right to the point. And now the win is with the older women, they'll tell you what it is. Like, look, I'm dating. I'm trying to get into a relationship. Okay. I'm trying to get into a relationship. Once again, I got you sound like Rasputin. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to get into a relationship. I want some love. I'm looking for the future. I want some love. I want some love. I'm looking for love, right? But there are some G's that are older. These women will tell you, if you just want to fuck, just tell me you want to fuck. And I'd be like, oh my God, you're special. You're so special to me. They look you dead in the eye and they'll tell you. If you want to fuck, just tell me. And I just, like a small tear comes from my eye. Listen. See what I'm talking about? See, I'm supposed to be having a friend. Then he calling me. I'm supposed to be, doing my podcast. And Davion calling me at the same time. This is what I got to deal with. But just imagine. You know what I'm saying? Having a nice,
vet woman who's been on Earth for a long time, got some miles in her face, but she still look good. And the titties got a little mile on them, and the little booty got a little mile on them. But it's still, all of it is tight. She still goes to the gym, and she tell you, if you want to fuck, just tell me. You like, oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, how are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Man, you are in a court of law. There are a lot of people in here. We can't hear you. Your Honor, you're going to have to make them speak up. What does GTD stand for? Got the draws, okay?
And you can go through with a smile. GTD.
What does GTD stand for? Got the draws.
What does GTD stand for?
What does GTD stand for? Got the draws.
But, you know, and then there's the, like I said, the negative side. They want relationship. But if you, it, you know, the younger generation, I really see, I really feel like, look, this is what I'm around. I get to see them. I get to see them. I converse with them and constantly on, I know converse. Somebody's out there mad right now. This nigga's from the streets. I can't deal with this type of shit. He's saying converse. He's saying the wrong grammar. I don't give a fuck. But I get a chance to talk to him a lot. A lot. Man, it's just, it's tough out there right now. And I post a lot of stuff on my social media that has to deal with relationships. And you look on there and women and men, they are like bulls, just butting heads. They just are mad at each other. And you, and I don't never put my opinion on anything, so you get a little bit of my opinion, but I look at that and I'd be like, oh, that's why it's just me and Winston, and then we just watching shows and shit, because women are angry. Men are angry, and I maybe a lot of hurt on both sides. We don't know, but you could really see it. You go to any post that I put up that has to do with relationships, and it is Fire City. I really feel like sometimes some of the things I post, you know, Satan's to the right of me, and he's like, he eating an apple or some rare spicy apple from Satan's hell, Satan, and he's sitting there smacking.
It's a hell of a post, OG. That's a hell of a post.
And because you just look, and they're just like, and then you get these, you get one or two of them where they're just going back and forth. They're just going at it. Well, men do this. Pop, 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 pop. And then the dude come back and women do this. Pop, 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 pop. Shit. Me? I be shooketh. Thou be shooketh. I don't know. There's so much confusion. It's a Rolodex of activity. You can, I mean, even myself, it's hard to try to figure out who I'm going to talk to next. And I don't even look that, like, look at me. Like, when you look at me, not, once again, I shine best in low light. Turn the lights down. Oh, man. And just let your imagination run wild. I could be anybody you want. You want George Clooney? Turn the lights down a little lower. You want you a young Denzel? Just a little bit lower. Ooh, you want to have sexy time with Michael B., you got to turn him off. But you can have an imagination, a world full of great wonders. I know this, but even myself, managing who you're going to talk to, it's a swing of the pendulum. You can go left, right. You don't know, because you know your phone is there and you got options. The gram keeps you guessing. You don't know. Maybe this person's a better fit. Maybe this person's a better fit. Ooh. Maybe she's in the right mood tonight. Maybe she's in the right mood. Maybe he's in the right mood. Maybe he's got money. He looked like he got money, but he showed off too much on the gram. I don't want to talk to him. It's just so much. The gram provides you with the Amazon of options when it comes to men and women. And then you get a response immediately. I'm still waiting for Nia Long to respond back, but you get one pretty damn quick. So for myself, I hesitate on dates, right? I don't really date. We can meet up and you can try some of these vegan tacos, right? We can meet up. Don't stand too close. Just a meet up. And it's okay to do those things. So much pressure nowadays to, you know, find somebody. It's weird because you got that pressure to find somebody because, you know, shit. I mean, based off last year, you look up, fucking pandemic. What could be the next one, right? And if you go through another one, you damn sure don't want to be in the crib by yourself, in hospital by yourself. So you think about all those things, how the world's burning up and all these things is going on. You're like, man, I might want to find somebody to sleep next to every night and be happy with. But then, oh, look at Sassy 239. She just posted and she's showing ass. I don't know if I need to be in a relationship right now. Sassy 239 just posted. She's showing that ass again. Message. Message. Hello, Sassy 239. I really like that picture you posted. Heart emoji. Smile emoji. Smile emoji. Because, you know, it's hot and cold. You never know. That person could be a better fit. That person could be a better fit. It's the Amazon of shopping. It's for your counterpart on the daily. If you're in a relationship right now, and if you're in a relationship right now, I just want to tell you, if you're in a relationship and I see you in the club and you by yourself, or you with your homegirls, or you with your, you with your boys, and I see you out, and I know, and you know, just from the Graham community, I see you in them. I tell you, once I see them in the club, they come in a relationship. Midnight come, and the serpent's juice is all up in their body. Once the serpent's juice is in their body, shit. What relationship? What? I wasn't in no relationship. This motherfucker. The serpent juice. Get up into the young kid body. And these motherfuckers don't know how to act. What relationship? These motherfucker crazy out here. These motherfucker crazy. That serpent juice get in their body. They was in love before they come into the club. And they was telling their baby that I'm just going out for a good time with the fellas or with the lady. And that serpent juice, that Casamiga, get up in their body. And them motherfuckers single as a dollar bill. I'm just saying, single as a penny. They ain't seen no love. They ain't heard of no love. Because that's serpent juice. That's serpent juice. I'm Thaddeus Shade. You listen to the Seasonable Clout. That serpent juice. You like that? That serpent juice? everything bad, man. Everything bad. I see it all. And I know everybody will post how they, I'd rather just go on a trip and be with somebody's son than be in the club. I'd rather just go on a trip, be with somebody's daughter than be in the club. And them same people be in the club. And it's okay. The club gets a bad rap because, you know, everybody goes in there and has a good time, I guess. I don't know. You know, I'm one of those people. There are some people who go in and be like, you know what? This was a bad decision. Because I'm one of those people and I promote it. Sometimes I look up, I'm inside the club and I'm like, Midnight Mass is calling the nigga. I should have stayed home.
1993.
Hey. This goes out to all my youngins that listen to me. Hey, girl, I may be on my way to AARP, but guess what?
Christmas diary. Got it.
It's hard, man. I get it. Look, listen. I'm a promoter. I promote nightlife. You come around, you can have a good time, right? I try to make sure you have a good time, get some serpent juice in you, have a good time, get you some water at the end, you go home, right? But listen, I got to try to find a way to get out of the mode. I want a date, but I just can't. I don't like it. You know, it's because it's so you can't find good conversation, right? I'm a conversation. I like to have a good conversation. I talk about anything, everything. I talk about aliens, moon, stars. I talk about everything, right? Talk about, you know, except for politics and religion. You find one of them, if you find somebody who's willing to talk about those things in the first time you meet up with them, if they get to talking about politics or religion, just stand up, put your money on the table. If you're a real gentleman, put enough money on the table. Don't put the tip down. You put enough, you put enough money on the table, put it on the table, grab her hand, shake it, and have a good fucking night. Because those folks, they worry me. Not on the, I can't do, just imagine myself who don't like to go on dates. I go on a date and somebody get talking about politics, religion. Well, listen, the only Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. God, Jesus Christ. It's not me. You know what I'm saying? It's not me. So oh shit, wait a minute. Don't do that right now. Trump really had some great policy. Nope. Mm-mm. Talk about how good this salad is with some sprinkles on it. I don't know, but I don't want to do politics and religion. It's just so wild. Maybe I should just give y'all updates on how I try to eventually go on dates. And that's not saying that women, you know, there's not women out there that don't know, you know, conversation. You have a conversation, it's dope and it's deep and it's fun and it's wild and it's great. And it ain't got no politics or religion on the first time. It's just a dope conversation. There's women out there that could do that. And there's men out there that could do that. But for me, the women that I, you know what? Shit. And that's when I just be like, when I realize I run into those walls, I just be like, you know what? How old are you? 24? You like a senior citizen discount at Denny's? And it's sad because you think about it, you start using me, I'm older. So, right. So this right here, this is the beautiful and talented Aaliyah, right? This song was written by R. Kelly. We don't got to mention him again. Right? Trash, right? But legend. Talented. Aaliyah. Can you imagine, bro? Being around somebody. You play this. And this is my old ass. You play it. Look. You know about this, you know who that is. And you gotta look over and she say, no, I don't. But it sounds good. And most 9 times out of 10, we're doing this while we're riding in a whip. And if, for example, she's driving, I'm just gonna jump out. And then if I'm driving, I gotta 300 her out, which just means I gotta front kick her out of the car because she doesn't know who Ali is. I cannot. This is what I'm saying, man. Disconnect, man. It's tough for me. Man, we're going to talk. Listen, so I'm going to give y'all some updates, right? I'm going to let y'all know how it's going. I might actually try to go on a date, like a real date. Now, it's not a lot of places I can go. I was hanging out with a couple of friends and went to Steak 44. They didn't have nothing for me. When am I going to Steak 44? I am a vegan, man. My body is a temple. My body is a temple. Only fruits and veggies go down his body. Sometimes I'll eat a cookie. Oh, no, I couldn't keep going. but I will try it, right? I will say, hey, girl, I think me and you need to go out for some fine dining. We'll see how it goes. I might do it. I might do it. I'm afraid. What happens if I'm sitting there and she ain't got nothing to say. And I'm great at carrying a conversation. As you see, I'm a psychopath. I talk to myself for damn near an hour and y'all listen, but I'm here by myself. My dog been asleep the whole time. Winston been asleep. He ain't cared about a damn thing I've had to say to him. I ain't said to him, but he know I'm out. I guess he just used to it now. He say, look, I know the motherfucker. He feed me and he give me water, but the motherfucker ain't here really. He crazy. I don't even really like to be around the motherfucker because the motherfucker talk to himself all the time. Singing, dancing, hibbing, and hopping. The motherfucker sucks. That's what I think Winston, that's what I think Winston think of me right now. So maybe he just used to it. That's why he sleep. He used to be right next to me chilling when I was doing these podcasts early on. That's my dog. He used to be next to me. But I know how to get him. Since he being a motherfucker today, this is what I'm going to do. Y'all ready? I ain't going to say it out loud because he might panic. I'm going to go sit on the couch, right? I'm going to call him over. He going to hop on the couch. That's my homie. He going to hop on. He go, oh, shit, we about to chill. I'm like, we about to watch something. I'm about to come over there and hop on. Nigga, I'm on my way. Let me get a little bite to eat, and I'm going to come hop on the couch with you. He going to get something to eat. Then he going to come over and hop on the couch. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find I Am Legend. I'm going to forward, fast forward, fast forward. And I'm going to get to the scene with Will Smith doing that WWE headlock on his German Shepherd. And we just going to sit there and watch it. And I'm going to rewind it. Hit play. I'm going to rewind it and then hit play. And then I'm going to rewind it and hit play. And I'm going to see how he feel after that. Because that's how I feel without him laying next to me while I'm doing this episode. Anyway, listen, so I wanted to get into a little bit about social media because I know I get questions and I also build social media pages. So let's just talk about some things that I don't do on social media. I don't continue to follow people. Wait a minute. I just want to hear a little bit more Aaliyah. I just really hope that when I do that, y'all close your eyes because I like playing some of the new shit. But when I play the old classic shit, I close my eyes and I get into a different type of zone. Shit. But things I don't do, when I'm on the gram, Twitter, whatever it is, if you're one of those people who get on there and they legitimately either have zero posts or you have 1, 2, 3 posts, I don't follow you. Matter of fact, I might block you, man. It's so weird to me. It's so weird because people are really, and then you get on their stories and got like one post. I get on there for some entertainment, much like everybody else. Much like everybody else. If you're one of those people, you shouldn't get to have followers. You can follow people, but you don't get to have followers because you don't even use the platform. And you ever unfollow somebody like that and then they immediately unfollow you back? You wasn't using it. You wasn't even doing that. You got like 3 pictures that were like each 7-month, 8-month, 9-month old pictures. You're not even using the platform. You got one post up that was some Capricorn shit. That's some bullshit. Use the platform, right? Like, I almost look at it as, I look at it as kind of like defensive driving. You know, you drive for others. Like, you're driving for yourself, you're trying to get to a destination, but you kind of anticipate things from other drivers, right? You know, look out for others, right? Same thing for the gram. Don't be taking up space if you're not using it. I want to be entertained. Look out for me. You come to my page, I'm posting food, funny videos, quotes that are important, shit from the club. You can see, you might even see your boyfriend in one of my videos. Now, I don't know what your boyfriend doing. He may be on Sarah or Kreisha. I don't know. I don't know what he doing. He was just in the video. He's having a good time. You go see people having a good time. You might see some boobies. You might even go in there and you might see somebody you really want to talk to. You might want to hit me up. Say, hey, who's that in your video? I don't know, because I don't really be asking anybody's name. I don't just go around asking everybody, hey, what's your name? It's like hundreds of people to go to in the club. I don't do that. And it happens to me a lot. Y'all like to hit me up and ask me who that is and who that is. I don't be knowing everybody that's in my videos, man. I just be posting, fam. I just be posting, trying to show a good time. But you get entertained. See some celebrities. See them in their environment. They're having a good time. You get entertained. I got a smorgasbord of shit I put up. It's never a dull day. You go to other people's pages, they don't even like your stuff. Don't comment, just watchers. Using watchers. And just for your platform in general, check this out. If you got a platform, you got a business, you want to be an influencer, those people are a dead weight for your gram. They actually will bring down your engagement. If you got people who are not active, who don't participate, who don't like, don't comment, don't share, who just post, who are just posters and they want you to come like and comment and share, unfollow them. Matter of fact, block them because they ain't going to get no better. You have these people who go through these things, they post like 10 pictures and all of a sudden, I just need to restart over and I just get rid. Don't do that. It hurts you even more to delete pictures. Fucks up your engagement, fucks up with the algorithm. You're just trying to get your shit balanced out right. Anybody who doesn't use the gram, I get rid of them. Unless I know them. Like, I know them and you're just, you know, like you're just a shitty, like, poster. You know, I keep you around because I know you. I don't want you to be upset in my face. People be upset about that shit. They be mad. Run up on you quick. I thought we was cool. You unfollowed me on the gram. But I know it's cool. I thought we was cool, but you unfollowed me on the gram. And I'm like, you don't do shit on there. But my bad. Let me go back and follow you. Because you're going to bore me to death and I want to be bored every day. And people can act like, oh, he's talking about social media matters. Everybody uses it. Just because you think that it don't matter, don't mean shit, because more people are using it than not using it. And we ain't just talking about the gram. We talking about Twitter, Facebook. Look at your auntie. You can go in there right now and see what your auntie doing. Look at Auntie Curl. I told her to quit using a lot of fluid for the barbecue. That's what I'm saying. Social media matters. So for the people who be like, I don't really get into it, ain't a big deal for me. Get off the platform then, because you fucking up everybody else shit. For the motherfuckers who make money, or for the people to get on there and really try to enjoy themselves, post and, you know, put that positive out there. Hell, put the negative out there, because you need somebody to come through and support you. You know, hey, man, it's going to be good. We're going to find you a job, man. You're going to be good. Don't jump off that cliff. You're all right. Folks, really get on there. And don't do nothing but watch. And don't even have a problem with, you know, you get your haters out there. You get, you know, women always talking about, you looking for him, he in my pussy. Oh, shit, that's pretty aggressive, man. Because, you know, women, you know, they always got ops. And with the young kids, I got ops. Bitch over there is an op. Pew, pew, pew. She stole my lipstick and we was friends at once, but she stole my lipstick. That bitch is an op. Pew, pew, pew. I gotta shoot at her. Pew, pew, pew. Cause she's an op. And I'm just like, whatever. But just watchers. Don't be a watcher. Use your social media. And if you got people that, if you look up and you give a fuck about your social media and you realize, and you realize, like, yo, I do got people that be just looking at shit. Don't participate in a vote. Nothing. Get rid of them. Who cares? Now, you do got your personal preferences. Like I said, I'm still waiting for Nia Long to respond back to me, so I follow her. You know, I sent her a couple of letters that I wrote from my heart and a couple of messages that I wrote from my heart. She just hasn't responded, and I expect her to one day, and you know, I'm just going to follow her until it happens, you know, until I get my glory days. You know what I'm saying? Until I get my glory. Nia, don't do this to me. All right? Don't do this. I'm here. Don't do this to me. You can respond back to me. Don't do this. I'm hurt by it. All right? I'm hurt by it. But I mean, it's just like to imagine Nia. All right, I was about to go into a whole Nia Long thing. I got to quit. I really got issues, man. I got a lot of issues, man. I also want to always, I'm going to end with this. Use your platform. You use it for good. You use it for, you know, making your dollars. Just use it. It's free. All these geniuses in the world, all these people making money, right? They ultimately always come back to social media. As they do their thing, they got to promote their thing. Social media is a big part of promoting the thing. So all these geniuses, these Bezos of the world, these Musk of the world, the Hoves of the world, they all use social media. Even though Hove may not be on social media, everything that pretty much he's a part of gets fueled through social media. Use it. It's free. Even if they try to box you in, use it. You got an idea, you're an artist, you play an instrument, you got a talent, you know what I'm saying, for farting and blowing it through a recorder, do it. It's there for you to use. They want you to use it. They don't want you to be a watcher. Make money off your platform. You got a business, kick it up and just put maximum effort into it. You'll make dollars back from it. I've seen it. I've done it. I do it. You can do it too.
Man, you are in a court of law. There are a lot of people in here. We can't hear you. Your Honor, you're going to have to make them speak up. What does GTD stand for? Got the draws, okay?
I'm telling you, man, it be like that, though. I just want to end my, I'll end it by saying this. Listen, it be like that. Sometimes I'll be, like, as a promoter, I'll be in a club. And, you know, I got to, you know, I've told her there's an episode. This is what I'm saying. I need to go back to this episode. It's a long, 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 long episode ago that I talked about one of my main reasons for why when I'm into the night, I don't do after the club get downs. You know what I'm saying? It was a nightmare situation. I ain't gonna talk about it. Y'all got to go listen to it. I ain't going to talk about it. You got to go listen to it, but I don't do, but I'll do a meetup. I know I'm listen. I know. Listen to what I'm saying. I know. Right. I know I'm older. Right. I know this. AARP. I get it. I go to Denny's. They be like, do you want your discount? I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, let me get that. Right. I get it. But these 21 to 25. Maybe. But then I look up. Who's that? Song's good. I don't know who that is. Get out my gut. And then I see, I ain't got no connection. But then I ain't got, and then the Jimmy get the calling, and then what I'm supposed to do when Jimmy get the calling. You know, I use the old school term Jimmy. You know what Jimmy is. Just think about it. The Jimmy get the calling, and that's what I do for a living. How I'm supposed to get in a relationship when I'm always around the bad is the bad. How? Tell me how. Somebody DM me, tell me how I'm supposed to do that. Let me call Dr. Phil. I call Dr. Phil. He's like, this your problem? He gonna tell me what it is. Can't relate. I am Thaddeus Shade. You listen to Seasonable Clout. You can find me on all podcast platforms. And you can follow me on Instagram at Thaddeus.Shade. You can also follow me on Twitter at Thaddeus Shade. And I'm also on Facebook, but you know, I don't ever have to tell you that. Make sure you go to I am Thaddeus.Shade. Oh shit, I am Thaddeus dot, oh shit, I am ThaddeusShade.com to check out all events, pictures. I got it all up there. They all up there. Oh, can I finish with some Bobby Womack? And that's Bobby Womack. I know, man. This song came out in like 79, but I get it. Y'all don't know who Bobby is. I know, but just come on, like. That's Bobby, though. Don't disrespect Bobby, though. Okay, don't do that. It's Bobby. Peace.